The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Nedarim Daf Ayin Aleph. Today's daf is being studied in the Nishmat Mor Zikini, Rabbi Yosef ben Sarah, Abraham ben Esther, Ruach Hashem Tirchem ben Eden, Amen. Fuah Shilema, Moshe ben Dinav, Shlomo ben Miriam, Sarah, Ruhama, Bat Sarah, Bat Rachel, Sarah Bat Rachel, Ena Rafael Lahem, Fata Nefesh, Rufa Dagu, Furatam, Kerabad, Lomo, Vichini, Nasum, Omar, Amen. In today's daf, on Ayin Aleph, Amud Rishon, and we are starting from the new Mishnah, top line, Nadra, V'hi arusa, she made a neder, and she was engaged. Nitgarsha bo bayom, and she got divorced that day. Nitarsa bo bayom, and she got engaged to somebody else the same day. Afidu lemeah, even if she did that 100 times. Abiya ubaalaha acharon mefirim nedareha. So the second husband inherits, so to speak, the rights, or the last husband inherits the rights to be mefined that him zeaklal. This is the rule. Kol shelo yatz'a l'reshut atzma sha'at achat. So long as she did not go back to her own reshut, even for a small amount of time, aviya ubala ha'acharon mefirim nedareha. Her and the last, the father and the last ba'al are mefirim. Look at the Ran. The Ran over here says the arus mefir bekodmim b'shutafut. Well, we know that rule already. That an arus is able to mefer nedarim b'shutafut, the nedarim that were before him. Obviously, the arus, the nedarim were before, which means, let's say there was a neder that she had in her father's house, now she got engaged. Mm-hmm. So the arus is able to take care of
lecture mode on
those previous nedarim. The reason why I chose the case in the Mishnah bo bayom, that she got re-engaged that day, mishum de b'shama askin. Now we're talking about a case where the arus heard the neder, the shama arus or shama av, u'mishumachi davka bo bayom, ava bayom shel acharav lo, dekeman de shama had minayu velo hefar, kaima le nedra. Exactly, which means, if it's the next day, and they heard it and they didn't react, it's not about a kiyum. Once it's a kiyum, there's not no availability to make a hafara. So we're talking about where you didn't let kiyum kick in yet. Therefore, everything happens still on the same day. The Gemara is going to analyze who exactly heard the neder. Okay, we begin the Gemara. Minalan de arus acharon mefen darim shenidu la arus lishon. How do you know this? How do you know that the last arus is able to be mefen darim with the shutafut of the father on the darim that the first arus heard? How do you know that it transfers the power to him? So comes the Gemara and says, Amar Shemuel, Amar Kerah, Shemuel comes along and says, we have a Pasuk, V'im hayo tiye le'ish, undareha aleha, nedarim shehayu aleha kevar. Which means, when the Pasuk says, im hayo tiye le'ish, which means she got engaged, that's why we learned this Pasuk, im hayo tiye le'ish, undareha aleha, and the nedarim were on her, which means they were on her from a prior situation. So nedarim shehayu aleha kevar. Okay? Let's look at the Ran here for a minute. The Ran says, "Minah nemile darus acharon mefenderim shenul rishon temediktani nitkarshabu bayom nitarsabu bayom al kurhach b'shama askina." Again, since we chose the case of bo bayom, so that must be the first arus heard about the neder. Because if you didn't hear about the neder, you don't have to limit the case to bo bayom.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So therefore, that's how we know we're talking about that the arus heard the neder. Again, because that's why you limited it to bo bayom. Because if the day passes and you heard the neder, it automatically is a kiyum. Now the e lo bo bayom lamali. Otherwise, if you didn't hear about, what do you need bo bayom? Venihi di ikal dechuye dilma matnitin b'shama av. I can tell you, maybe the Mishnah is talking about where the father heard about the neder. U'mishumachi ketani bo bayom for the father's side. Avas shama arus teolam emalach darus aharon lo matzim mefar. Maybe I could argue and tell you that if the first arus already came into his jurisdiction, the neder, maybe the next arus cannot assume it. Afilu hakesh Shmuel kibela merabo. That's the main answer that Ran is telling here. Shmuel has a kabbalah from his rabbi. Dechi tana bo bayom mishum shmiat arus tanale. Finish. He had a tradition when the Mishnah said that the arus heard it. The next arus assumes it. It's referring to even if the first arus heard it and knew about it. Okay, how did Shmuel know that? Kabbalah from his rabbi. Umishumachi amar minah nemile. Now this is a different type of minah nemile than we have normally in Shas. Why? Deha minah nemile lava shas ka amar le. which means normally Minah Nemileh is looking for a source from the Torah. Who usually asks that question? The Shas, the Talmud usually asks that question on the Mishnah, meaning what's the source of the law of the Mishnah. However, this Minah Nemileh, Ela Kulam Devre Shmueli. This is all Shmuel talking. Uchilu Amar, Hachi Amar Shmuel, Minah Nemileh Darus Aharon Befend Dvarim Shneul Harishon. This is all Shmuel's statement. I mean, how do I know that it's talking about a case where even the Nedarim were, you know, the prior Nedarim, the second or the last Arus able to befend? It's all the Minah Nemileh in Shmuel's statement himself. It's not the Gemara asking the question. And the Ran just brings another place in Shas where you see the Minah Nemileh, they're working with that style. Good. Comes the Gemara and continues and says, V'delma hanimili shalonit ula arus lishon. Who told you? Maybe it's talking about that the last arus can only break the nedarim that didn't come into the jurisdiction of the earlier arus, that he didn't know about them. Aval, nedarim shenir ula arus lishon, lo matze mefar arus acharon. Maybe if he knew about them and he once already came to his jurisdiction, maybe when he dies, it does, or when they get a divorce, maybe it doesn't go to the last arus. So comes the Gemara and says, Aleha krayiterahu. We have a word Aleha, it says, Undareha Aleha. The Gemara wants to say the word Aleha is an extra word that teaches me, even if it was Niru, look at the Iran, top white, first white line with Dilma. The first guy didn't hear them. Because maybe I'll tell you, once already they were niru to the rishon, maybe it doesn't transfer to the second arus. Maybe it just goes to the father. Like we learned above. Maybe we'll say, maybe I'll tell you that this last arus is considered nothing, and therefore, or I can say, maybe even the father cannot do it, because if there's no arus to be a partner with, then maybe the father loses his rights at all. But the point is, either way you're looking at it, maybe I'll tell you that the last arus cannot be mefir things that the first arus knew. Now maybe it'll just go to the father alone, or maybe even the father will be able to do it. But that's the Gemara's question. So the Gemara answers, Aleha kraye tirahim. Lomar, ko nedarim she'aleha. Which means, udareha aleha, any neder that is on afilu nir'u la'arus lishon. That's the ultimate source. So therefore, halakha comes out of this Mishnah, that even if the original arus knew about the neder and he gets divorced, bo bayom, and she gets re-engaged to somebody else, the father and the new arus assume the nedarim and they make hafara. Comes the Gemara, says Tanya kevated Shmuel. We have a braita to support the opinion of Shmuel. Ne'ara me'orasa. What's the Braita say? You have a Na'ara Mu'rasa. It says, Aviyah u'ba'la, a father and the Ba'al, Mifirim Nidareya. Ketzad. What's the case? Shama Aviyah. The father heard about the Nidir. Ve'firla. Good. And he made a farah. Bobayum. Ve'lo espika ba'al lishmawa. And before the husband was able to hear about it, Ad Shemit. And he died, the Baal, that is. V'nit'arsabu bayom, so she got re-engaged that day to somebody else. V'afilu me'apa'amin, even 100 times. Abiya u'ba'la aharon mifirim nidra. So again, the father and the new Baal are mifirim the nidarim. Next case. So the first case is again, Shama aviha v'hefer, and the husband, and the Baal died. Next case, reverse. Shama ba'ala v'hefarla. The husband heard the neder and made hafara. V'lo espika av lishmawa ad shemit. A ba'al. Which means, and the husband died again. Okay, in this case, second case also the husband died, but the point is that he made a hafara first. Correct. He started the hafara, started on the husband's side. V'lo espik ha'av, this is why the father did not hear about it. Ad shemit a ba'al. Chozir ha'av. So the father now assumes everything, and he can be mefer even the chelik of the baal. Amar of Natan, hen hen devrei Bet Shammai. These are the words of Bet Shammai. We'll see exactly what this means. Aval betiril omrim en yachol lafer. That no, the father cannot be mefer alone. he needs the aid of the next Baal. Okay, so the Beit Hillel, they're talking, let's say, in the second case. The second case that we said, if the Baal dies, the father gets everything, but then says, no, the father doesn't get everything. The father can do it in conjunction with the new Baal. Let's just continue reading. Let's just get words here. What's the argument? That the power that the Arus had is transferred to the father solely. Using the Sevara that we learned above called Megaz Gaiz, that the Neder is cut in half. And they say, no, you need a conjunction in that case because they hold below Megaz Gaiz. They don't know what Megaz Gaiz. Now we have to see what Megaz Gaiz has to do with anything over here. They actually hold, if you remember, Miklash Kalish, that the Neder is weakened. Let's just review that. Actually, we can wait to review that concept until we get to the end of the Rans. Let's start the Rans now. Okay, we read it once, now we have to go through the Ran to understand it, clarity. Mm-hmm. Tanya, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines down. Tanya Kimatei de Shmuel. We have a bride to support Shmuel. The afilu nedarim shenu'u la'arus rishon. Even the nedarim that the first arus knew about, matzeh mefer arus ahalan. The last arus can be mefer. Shama abiha vefer la velo espika ba'al shmawa ad shemet v'netarsabu bayom. So that's the case where the husband, the father made hafara, the arus did not hear about it, he died, and she got re-engaged on that day. Mishum hachi ketani bo bayom di init alsa bayom shla harav. Same case. Kevan dek shemet ba'an utrokna reshut ne'av v'lo afir bo bayom kaiman redarea. Exactly, which means once the next day comes, right, so already it's finished. The neder is right, there's a kiyum. It says the kiyum, because the father made a hafara. So I'm reading again this time. Mishum hachi ketani bo bayom. But she got engaged at the eve that arsa biyom shlacharav. Kevan dechshemet baal nitroknad eshut. All the power of the baal goes to the father. Velo efer bo bayom kaimad and darea. So therefore, it's got to be on that day that all this happened. Okay. Now, abia ubaala acharom efinim darea. Let's get the case clear again. Father made hafara. Husband did not know about it. Husband died. She gets re-engaged on the same day, so the deen is father and new husband simultaneous or whatever, collectively joint have to be mifir. Pirshu ksat harishonim zal. Dehach babak hamait, at least this first case, devre hakoli. It's going according to everybody. Tefluktah debet shamayu betil bi'idach babab bilhudhi. Bet shamayu betil only arguing case number two, where the Baal was mefer and then he died. But when the father was mefer, then the Baal died, they want to say it's the Vrakur. The Timhani, the Betelel, the Sfira lehu Miklash Kalish. According, yes, the Ran doesn't understand this. What was Miklash Kalish? Miklash Kalish meant that he held that, let's say, one of the two, let's say in this case where the father makes hafara, it doesn't only weaken his side of the neder, it weakens the whole neder. Which is as if Megaz Gaiz was where each one breaks his half, and the other half exists, still in its full force. Miklash Kalish means when one of them makes hafara, so the whole neder, both the Baal side and the father side, that also becomes diminished. Now, the Beit Hillel held that sevara of Miklash Kalish. The Beit Hillel said Miklash Kalish kevan de shama adiha, right? The fedla. The klishla hainidra, so now the weak neder became weakened. The akati iteleav, because the father's still alive. The lo batala hafara dire, as long as the father's still alive, so his hafara is viable, and therefore the whole neder now has become weakened. Hechi matzu av varus acharon me'afir. How can Beit Hillel say that the father plus the arus can be mefer? The amri betelil ba'id le'el. We learned above in another case, the shama abia mefer la. Similar case, the father heard the neder, and then what happened? Ve'lo speak abal l'shmoa ad shemit. Same case. What? And the baal before he heard about it, he died. The ena avia chod lehafir. The father cannot be mefer. Ubchi agavna lo amrina metabal l'zukal shuta mishum. Since we said that once the father was mefer, the neder became weakened. Remember, Beit Hillel's Sevara? He says the father doesn't inherit a weakened power. It's inconsequential for him to be yoresh. So therefore, ve'achana meki ika av ve'arus acharon ma'ishina. Which means, what do I care that you have a new arus over here? Bottom line, once the father made hafara and the husband died, bottom line, you're left with a miklash kadish, left with a weakened neder. The father should not inherit that. So what do I care if a new arus joins the scene? Bottom line, the father should not have this power. Which is, what's the difference between a regular case where there's no new arus, that the father doesn't get the miklash kadish, or when there's a new arus that you tell me that the father does get? So he gives a haduk. Zat explained their shita. The haynu tama meshum de le'ayir deikas shinui reshut. The mintik le'ayin nedram ma'arus le'av. There, there's only two players. Well, there's actually only one player because the husband died. So to transfer from husband to father a miklash kalish, a weakened neder, that's inconsequential. He cannot get that chelik. Kol hecha de kalish le lo matzim mintik, aval hecha deika arus acharon. Here, it's going from one arus to the other arus. It's not going from arus to father. Mm-hmm. One arus to another arus, I could say it's like he's an extension of the first arus. Mm-hmm. He's like, connected. And therefore, hazina lelai arus acharon ki kar'ed de rishon. He's like the leg of the first. Ve'chim adem arus arus ka'ateh, afagav de'eklash le'nidra, matzi avu ba'am la'afirich, yagav na'lav intaku. Which is not a transfer from husband to father. It's a transfer from ba'al to ba'al. And therefore, let me just say outside what the Rana is trying to answer over here. There are shittot that want to say that this first case of the Braita, where the father died, for the husband died and the father made the hafara. So they want to say this case, even B'Tanei will agree, that what? That the father plus the new husband, the new Baal, can make hafara. Conjunctively. Yeah, he doesn't do it again. He just have to make it, which means he can continue his hafara, bobayom, and they can join with the husband. He has to do it in conjunction. Mm-hmm. So the last question was, what are you talking about? How can you tell me this is going like Betalil? Betalil was a shita that told me in a regular case where the father made hafara and the husband died, now the father loses his rights. The father cannot do anything because the neder became a klash kalish. The power of the husband does not now go transfer because you don't transfer a weakened item. So why over here you're transferring it? Here we're transferring the weakened item, which means here we're saying that the Baal, this Baal number two, inherits it. Why? Miklash Kalish. So the Ran says, according to those shita, which he doesn't agree with, but to explain them at least, there's a difference between making a transfer from Baal to Av. That's a total transfer. You cannot transfer a weakened neder. Mashenkin from Baal to Baal. When there's another Baal in the picture over here, I look at the second Baal as extension of the first Baal. Therefore, I say it'll work. So therefore, that's the shita of the Ran. This is Kotor Shito. Now, continue on. Next case. Shama Baala Vefedla. What happened? The Baal heard. That's case number two. And he made a farah. Hachba ba nami mitar samari. Okay, we're talking about which they're engaged. Okay, the begavna de resha kamaite. They're not arguing on the first part. The whole parayta is talking about Arusa. So that's the way you remember this parayta. Very simple. Always the Baal died in both cases. This question is, who made the hafara? In the first case, the father made the hafara. In the second case, the Baal made the hafara. Good. Chozer ha'av u'mefer chelko shel Baal. Right? That's going to Bet Shammai. De'av lechude matzim mefar. Right? Which means once the Baal made hafara, he died. Everything goes na nitrok na, it goes to the father. The av lechode matzim mefar. Fapishnet arasal le'acha le'achel. Even though she got engaged to somebody else, there's a new Baal in the picture. Why? Achoresh ta'amal lekamal when Hashem v'chich tani mefar chelko shel Baal. Which means when it says over here in the language, it says umefir chelkos shel Baal. Well, not only chelkos shel Baal, he has to do his part also. But it doesn't have to tell me his part, because of course he can do his part. Yeah. Tandush is that he can get even the husband's part. Even though the Baal made afara, when he dies, it's a reset.
Yeah.
It resets, it's cancelled, and therefore it goes back. His afara dies with him, and therefore he gets back, again, father gets back everything. Next line, he's no. In this case, over here, you need a conjunction. What's the pshat? So the Gemara says, what's the argument? that Beit Shammai says that Benedarim, that evil the Arus, knew about them, he heard about them, doesn't matter, when he dies, goes back to the father. This new Arus, you got nothing to do with anything.
Right.
The first husband made Hafara. When he died, his Hafara became Batel. Everything went shot back to the father. Like we're going to see in a moment. Maybe you'll tell me, okay, you're right. The last Arus is nothing. Maybe I'll tell you, only goes back to stuff that the Arus did not know about. Maybe if he knew about it, the Arus maybe doesn't go back to the father. Even if he knew about the Nedarim, even though the first Arus knew about it, Rishon, the Hafara direct command the letter Adam. His Hafara is not the fact because he died. The might be but not. If you have command the Arus Acharon, the Gabe Ayin Edra command the letter Adam. The second Arus is non issue. Metamad and if like we're going to see why is a non issue. And therefore I said, but see, I'm fair. Good Umegaz guys. Okay, now Tehran asked a series of questions. He wants to understand what is Megaz guys got to do with any of this, and what is Meklash Kladish got to do with any of these Kladim over here. So in order to see a more clear language, just so you can understand it first, so you can get an understanding of what's being said over here, I want to read you the Pirush over here. So the Mefarshim explained like this, the Shitata Tosfot, in this Sugya. Betelel Holkim al Shte Ha-Horaot Shel Abraita. Betelel argue on both cases of the Braita. Now, Legabe Mekre Rishon, now we didn't see that in the original Ran. The original Ran wanted to say that the first case could be it's the Tevrei Hakol. Tosfot doesn't learn like that. Tosfot says that the Betelel argues both on the Resha, where the father made Hafara, and then the husband died, and he argues in the second case where the husband made Hafara, and then he died. Now, לגבי המקרה הראשון, כשהאב הפר והבעל מת, סוברים בתלל, שלאחר שהנערה נתארסה שנית, once she gets engaged again, אין אפשרות להפר כלל. He says, הפרה is not an option. ואפילו אם יפרו שניהם האב והרוס השני. So in case number one, בתלל says, no הפרה בכלל. ולגבי המקרה השני, which we know already, it says clearly, that they only say it can be מופר with a joint. The father and the new Baal. Okay, so that's the Umash Shamru Betelil. And that's what Betelil said. En Yachol Lehafer Hakavana Hi Biyahas Devrim Shel Beit Shammai. Which means, in the Braita, if you look at the Lashon, right? Amar Binatan Henen Devrim Beit Shammai VaBetelil Omrim En Yachol Lehafer. Tosfot learns those words as relative words. Whatever Beit Shammai said, he'll say en yachol lafir, which means in the first case where Beit Shammai says you need conjunction to that bit that says en yachol lafir, even conjunction will not work. And in the second case where Beit Shammai said the father alone can be mefir, Beit Shammai said again en yachol lafir, meaning in that case you need a conjunction. So Tosafot learns the en yachol lafir in relative to what the cases and what Beit Shammai said. Okay, now Beit Shammai Sovrim. Let's hear Beit Shammai Sivaran. Shenedarim shenedu la'arus harishon, which means the first arus heard about the nedarim, mitrokenim tamid la'av bilvad. Once the husband dies, every power goes back to the father. Ve'lo la'arus hasheni. ולפיכך אמרו בית שמאי במקרה השני שאם הבעל הפר ומת חוזר האב ומפר חלקו של בעל alone, שמאחר שהרוס הראשון שמע על הנדר, how do we know he heard the nedar? Because he made a fara on the nedar. הרי זכה בו, which is already his privileges were there, ואין הרוס השני יכול להפר אותו, because it wasn't his nedar. It wasn't in his jurisdiction. ומאחר שלא נכנס נדר זה לרשותו של הרוס השני, it never gets to his jurisdiction, נשארה עליו רק זכותו של האב, ולפיכך מפר האב את הנדר לבדו. Good, that's what the father has it alone. הטעם שאין הרוס שזוכה בנדרים שנעו לרוס הראשון. What's the reason? Why doesn't that neder go to the second arus? Lefi bet shamayu mishum shedatam yesh lashvot et dina arus hasheni ledina arus harishon. What's the connection between arus number two and arus number one? Keshem shearus harishon mefer rak nedarim shelon niru kodem lachen leshum arus, which means just like arus rishon can only be mefer nedarim shelon niru kodem to any arus. Right? Well, that's obvious, because he's the first arus. The first arus, what type of nedarim does he break? Nedarim that were not in the jurisdiction to any other arus. Well, that's obvious, because he's the first arus. So to kach kam arus aharon, lo yuchal nafer el nedarim ki ilu shlon ru l'shum arus. So the arus hasheni is like the arus harishon. Just like the arus harishon does not break the nedarim that was known to any other, that was in the jurisdiction of any of arus, so to the arus. That's the shita of... Good. Now, we continue. So let's say like this. Betelel holkim al bet shamayim. Betelel argues. Vesovrim, she'arus aharon mefer gam nedarim shenru l'arus harishon. They said, it goes back to the, goes to the last guy. V'im kem b'mekra sheni, she'aba'al efer v'amet. It'll go transfer to the second Baal. Therefore you have a conjunction between father. You need a conjunction between father and second Baal. Good. Now, betelel sovrim, she'afarat av, or arus, maklisha et kol haneder. Oh, now we see where the miklash kalish comes in. Either one that does it, we learned what? It weakens the entire neder. V'imken b'mikre harishon, she'av hefer b'tehila, where the father did it first, harei klish pekach et haneder, he weakened the entire neder. Me'achar she'erit haneder kelusha en b'chashivut, ve'en ha'av v'arus yicholim l'skot ba mikowach ha'arus harishon. Which means now that Arus Rishon died, nobody can, you can't pick that up.
He did it.
Already, and the father's still alive. Here. So he weakened it. So you have an inconsequential helik left over. Who's going to pick it up? The new Arus? He can't pick it up either. And therefore, en b'chashivut v'en ha'av v'arus yicholim l'skot bo mikoach arus harishon u'fichas metelel b'mekar rishon e'efshar klal la'afer et haneder. Because it's nobody can pick it up. B'mekar sheni, however, modim gam betel she'efshar la'afer et haneder. Why? Shere b'mekar ze batla ha'farato shel ha'ba'al. Because the Baal died. Once the Baal dies, so now everything's there. Okay, but his chedush only betelel is, but that the new husband comes into the picture, right? Good. So that's the shito. Now let's read again. The sikum. Okay. Mikre rishon.
Case one.
Ha'av efer. Ha'ba'al met the tesh speak the shmawa. Bet arasa shenit. Bet shamay. Ha'av hatach. Oh, now we see what Megaz guy is. Ha'av hatach mahasit haneder. When he bet hafara, he cut half. Mahash yish hashivut b'shenit haneder. There is hashivut to that second part that was not mufa. Ve'lo nir'el arus harishon. He didn't know about it. He just died. Who nichnas l'reshutam shel ha'av. Ve'arus sheshini. Ve'em efrim uto b'shutafut. Yeah. Very good. Which is that consequential half, because he owes megaz guys, goes to the second arus, and now make a
joint.
Make a joint. Oh, what is betelel said?
No.
But it's the opposite. It's meklash kalish. Which means once he made hafara, good, so you have hafara, so you weaken the whole neder.
Yep.
Once you weaken the whole neder, now the Baal died, so you have inconsequential, so that cannot go to anybody. Then with betelel, so as well, האב הקליש את כל הנדר. מאחר שאין חשיבות בשארית הנדר, אי אפשר לזכות בו. ולפיכך אי אפשר להפר אותו. Good. Now we go to מקרה שני. הבעל הפר. This way the Baal was מפר. הוא מת. לפני שספיק אב לשמוע. That's very important. הרסה שנית. She got married again. בית שמי says, מאחר שהנדר נראה לערוס הראשון.
He
knew the... He made a fara. Ein arus shni zochebo. Finished. Because he holds. Just like a regular arus. that when he makes arus number one, when he makes afara, nobody else knew about his neder. So arus, you cannot arus number two. You cannot be have any privileges on the darim that another arus had.
Yeah.
And since the first arus over here had privilege and he made hafara, hafara ta arus harishon batla imoto. Granted, it was, but ha'av sarik lazor fit gamet al koshel arus. The av gets everything. Now, betilel says no. הארוס השני זוכה בנדר. אף הפי של ארוס ראשון, מאחר שהפרת הבעל בטלה עם מותו, because bottom line, when the husband died, the afara went away. Chazan and the kufuk made this. It goes back to the beginning. What's the beginning rules?
No
ba'al. No ba'al. He doesn't go with this business that the second ba'al cannot be mifir stuff that. Good. Now, so this is according to the Tosafot. Now, lefi piruzer. Now you got the cases. What comes out? Okay, lefi piruzer. Haraya mehabraita lorato shel Shemuel. He medevre betelel chalacha kemotam. Okay, what were we trying to prove over here? We were trying to prove, how do you know that the second husband can be mefer nedarim, even though it was niru to the first?
Yeah.
And we have, that's the case of our Mishnah. Right? We said that always the last husband with conjunction of the father can be mefer nedarim. Shemuel said, even stuff that was niru, nebal erishon. And that's exactly what really Betilel says. This is in case number two of this braita, where the Baal made a hafara. That means he knew about it. It was niru. He died. That's niru. He knew about it.
Yeah.
And then what happened? She got re-engaged. Betilel says both the father and the Baal have to make a joint hafara. So what do you see? Even though it was niru ne Baal Rishon, still the second husband is able to. So if proof positive to Shmuel from the second case of the Raita Aliba de Betilel. Okay, that's the
granted that the husband.
That's that. We're going to start reading this shita in the Ran itself. Okay, it's like midway down in the Ran about Hatosfot. But it should be Chiyamnin and Amar Ben Natan. Hen hen devre bet Shamai achare babe de beraita kaede hen hen devre bet Shamai beresha. In the first case, the Avia Ubara Haron mefirim nedarea. Right, in that case over there, we say that both the father and the husband are mefer, mishum de kevan de av megazgayiz, because since the father who made hafara, he split half of it, so the other half is still there, it's consequential, who picks it up? The Baal number two will pick it up. Idach palgat de hashiv le lehorisho larus aharon bade av, good. And in the second case, Amrinan, the Hoser Avu Mefer Harkos Shel Baal. Why? Meshum the Sfida de Nedarim Shinir'u LeArus. That any neder that the Arus knew about, which is the second case, he knew about because he made Hafara, Nitroknar Reshut LeAv, the father gets everything back. Fenol Arus Aharon. Why? Meshum the Sfida Lehu de Arus Aharon Kirishon. The arus, the second is like the first. In what sense? Ki echi de arus rishon eno mefer ela nedarim shelo niru neshum arus. Well, obviously, because he was the first arus. Hachaname arus acharon de kevan chenru arus rishon ki morit nu arus leav mezake leon velo la arus acharon. It goes all to the father and not to the second arus. Vechi amrinan bet shamay savri benedarim shenru la arus. Nitrokna reshut de'av Yahiv ta'ama lemay de'amar b'shemay b'sefa de'chozer ha'av u'mefer chelko shel ba'al, which is, that means the father now is mefer the whole entire story. Kolomar de'av lechude sage belo arus may ta'ama v'chi amirinan tu. Now we said u'megaz gayiz. Now what does the megaz gayiz got to do with anything? Yahiv ta'ama lemay de'amin b'resha. The megaz gayiz is an interpretation of the resha. That since when the father made hafara, it's megaz gayiz, it splits it, so there's still something consequential. That's why Bet Shammai says the second Baal can pick up the transfer, because it's Megaz Gaiz. The Avbiya Vu Baal Acharon Mifin Dar Demishum De Megaz Gaizu De Amar De Matzu Tarvayu Leafer De Im Miklash Kalish. But if you say Miklash Kalish, which Betelel says, Kivan De Iklash To Ned Lo Hashiv Le Miske Be Arus Acharon Ba De Av. Then he can't pick up a weak one, and therefore Betelel will say that even both of them can't do anything, because Miklash Kalish Vehen En Devre Bet Shamay Bet Amar. That's Bet Shamay Aval. בתלל אומרים אין יכול להפר אתרתי בבי פליגי. Right? He's arguing on both cases. ואין יכול להפר, and when it says אין יכול להפר, those were בתלל's languages, כספריו דבית שמאי הוא דאמרי בתלל. According to whatever you said, I'm saying אין יכול להפר. In the Rishawi you said joint, אין יכול להפר joint. And when you said in the Sefa, av, אין יכול להפר. There you need a joint. Okay? And therefore, בין ברשא, בין בשפה. מי הוא? הקדיטה והקדיטה. It's all relative to what was said. The ברשא לבית הלל אפילו אב בעדי בעל, אין יכולים להפר כלל. משום דכי הפר אב. Because when the father made הפרה, לאו מגז גייז. It's not הף, אלא מקלש קליש. וכיוון דאקליש, לא חשיב למזכה בארוס בעדי אב. He's not going to get it. And therefore you still have a little piece opened. דהיינו תעמי ובמי דפליג הרשא ובשפה נמי פליג עד בית שמי תאין אב לבדו יכול להפר כדכה אמרת. Which means they're going to say what? That the father cannot do it alone, because they're going to say that the second husband takes up. The afilu benedarim shenir'u la'arus lishon. Here's the key. Here's our proof. That even nedarim the first arus nu zache be'u arus acharon. וכי אמרינן ובתלל סברי אביה ובעלה האחרון מפרין דריה. That's what בתלל says, אביה ובעלה האחרון מפרין יהבינן טעמה למי דפליגי השפה. We're explaining the שפה. וכי אמרינן ולאו מגז גאיז. That's for the רשע. That since they all מקלש קליש, that's why in the רשע even joint cannot work. יהבינן טעמה למי דפליגי ברשע. Now where's the proof for Shemuel? Umesefa maiti tanya namehache umedebetelel Shemuel bilchud zehu perusham zal. Good, so that's the that's the proof from Shemuel from the second case. Aliba debet is perfect.